The reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, and can be found on page 1053 of the Church Bible. Luke, chapter 19, verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be a guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks so much, Jill. If you've got one of these sheets, the question at the top of it is, when have you been lost? Have you ever been lost? You lost on a journey? Or worse than even being lost on a journey without a map, worse is being lost from your parents. Being lost. I remember going to Disneyland Paris when I was a kid with my family. We were in one of those shops, one of those shops where you could buy pretty much everything Disney. I had my eyes on Mickey Mouse over there and then Minnie Mouse, my favourite, Donald Duck. And what do you do when you're in a shop and you see Donald Duck? Mummy, please can I have Donald Duck? Mummy, please can I have Donald? Oh, she's not that size. She's not. Mummy, please can I have Donald? Where's Mummy? Where is she? I went outside. I couldn't see my family. They were all just strangers everywhere. It was horrible, to be honest. I probably remember that now more than I do anything else at Disneyland. But we can be lost in all sorts of other ways, too. Maybe you're in class. And your teacher lets you go to break, so you run outside, but your friends aren't with you. You can't see them. And there are a couple of other groups that maybe you could join, but you're not sure which one. And you don't know what to do. You feel lost. Or maybe you're about to go to uni, and you're nervous that that's going to happen all over again in a slightly different guise. Or maybe you're out of uni, and you're trying to get one of those very, very few precious graduate jobs. Or you started down the path of your career, but now you're not quite sure. Am I heading down the right path? You feel lost. Or maybe life was ticking along very nicely, but something's hit you out the blue. A diagnosis, a death, a nasty email, a debt called in, a family feud. And now you're lost. You thought you knew where life was heading, but now you're lost. Or maybe you're just asking that most fundamental of questions: who am I? And you feel lost about it because you're not really sure what the answer is. You know you should, you feel like you should have an answer, but you're not quite sure what it is. You want to be one person, but you know what you're like under the surface and they don't match up. Who am I? You're lost. There are different ways we can be lost. And our memory verse is verse 10 of our story. Well, why don't we say it one more time together? All together? Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Luke 19, verse 10. The Son of Man there, that's a word that Jesus, that's a phrase that Jesus uses for himself. He's saying that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. What Jesus is saying is that Zacchaeus, in our story, is lost. Zacchaeus is lost. But he's not lost because he can't find his way home. He's lost because he's turned his back on God and his people, and he's living for himself. You see, to be a tax collector was to be a traitor and a thief. A traitor and a thief. A traitor because you're doing your Roman oppressor's dirty work for them. He's a Jew and he's serving the Romans. And as a chief tax collector, we're told, well, Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector. A chief traitor. But he's also a thief because as long as the Romans got what they wanted, as long as they got all the money that they wanted, you as a tax collector could charge everyone else as much as you wanted. And in our passage, we're told that he's wealthy. So that's exactly what he's been doing. To his very own people. He's been taking their money. He's lost. But then he hears that Jesus is passing by. And he wants to see who Jesus is. Literally, Zacchaeus seeks to see Jesus in verse 3. That's in Sunday service sheet. Handout. We'll go with handout. Zacchaeus seeks to see Jesus. But there's a problem. There's a crowd in the way. And there's another problem. He's short. He can't see. Some of us will be able to relate to that, not being able to see over the top of the people's heads. He can't see Jesus. And no one likes him. We've just seen that. No one likes him. So they're not going to get out of the way. So what he does, he climbs up a tree. He climbs up a tree to try and catch a glimpse. Of Jesus. He's looking over. He can see. Problem solved. He can see. Actually, no. Not problem solved. Because Zacchaeus' problem, it isn't his size. It's his sin. It isn't his size, it's his sin. You can write that on your yellow sheets as well. It's not just that his size means he can't see. It's that his sin means that he's lost. Climbing the tree might mean that he can see Jesus, but he's still lost. But as our memory verse told us, the Son of Man, Jesus didn't come to seek to see. He came to seek to save the lost. You see, Zacchaeus, he can't save himself. But Jesus came to do exactly that for him. And so he says, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. And so Zacchaeus comes down at once and he welcomed him gladly. Or better, he received him joyfully. So Zacchaeus was lost, but Jesus calls him down and comes into his life, comes into his house. Now, I was really struck by that word, must. I must stay at your house. Why must? It's a bit pushy, isn't it? You know, I must come to your house. I'm a bit pushy for an invite. I must come around to yours. It's must because this is why he came. He's doing what he came to do. He came to seek and to save the lost, and that's what he's doing by calling Zacchaeus down and coming into his life. And it sets the crowd muttering. They say, no way, not Zacchaeus, not that monster who took our money. What is Jesus doing choosing him? What he's doing is exactly what he came to do. He's seeking and saving the lost. And in calling Zacchaeus and coming into his life, Zacchaeus is found. He's saved. And he's changed. He's changed. So we read, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." You see, when you are saved by Jesus, your life is changed. He used to live for himself, but now he's giving his money away and he's putting right the wrongs that he'd done. When someone receives Jesus and is saved by him, he never leaves their lives unchanged. And so Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. You see, he turned his back on his people and his God. But now, like Abraham before him, he'd been saved. He'd been brought into God's family, not because he'd found his way back up to God, but because God had sent Jesus to find him. That's the big thing. That's the big thing we need to see this morning in your sheets. Jesus seeks and saves the lost. Jesus came to find us. What are you told to do when you're lost? What is the instruction that your parents hopefully have given you? What do you do when you're lost? You stand still so you can be found. You stand still so you can be found. Thankfully, back in Disneyland, I remembered my parents' advice. I stood still. I stayed at the shop. I'd never have been able to go out into Disneyland, thousands and thousands of people, and find my parents. There's no way it would happen. I stood still. And before long, I felt an arm on my shoulder. My mum grabbed me. She gave me a hug. She'd come and found me. She'd come and found me. It's the same with Jesus. We can't climb our way up to him. We'll never do it. We're lost. But Jesus searches us out. Jesus searches us out. I know the sparklers and the gospel rockers early in the summer, they were looking at some of Jesus' parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son, where they saw that Jesus came to find. He came to find, he came to save the lost, save what was lost. Which means he came for each one of us. Now you may be thinking, I'm not a traitorous, thieving chief tax collector. You're probably not. But by nature, instinctively, without Jesus, we have turned our back on him. By nature, we do what we want to do, not what is right and good for others or for God. The crowd, you see, they were actually right that Zacchaeus was a sinner. But what they were wrong about, what they should have realized, is that they, like us, were lost sinners too. But listen to the verse of our theme song of the summer that we'll be singing again in a few minutes' time. Jesus said, "If I am lost, he will come to me. And he showed me on that cross, he will come to me." Now, in the other verses of that song, which we've been singing, we've been singing that we should come to him when we feel thirsty or weak or afraid. But now, I love it, the song beautifully changes it. Because the only reason why we can come to him is because he first came to us. He came into the world. He took on human flesh to save lost humanity. He came to live the life we couldn't live. And then amazingly, he became lost on that cross so that we could be found, so that we could be saved, brought into God's family. And then he rose on the third day to give us a new life so that, empowered by the Spirit, we could be changed forever. So what? So what? There are a few things that, depending on where we are, where we're at, what's going on in our life, where we're at with the Lord, that God might be saying to us this morning. You might want to write down one of them in that so what box if you've got a sheet. The first one you might want to think about. So what? You cannot be so lost that you cannot be saved by Jesus. You cannot be so lost that you can't be saved by Jesus. Whatever mess your life is in, whoever you've hurt, however lost you feel in a church building or in a service like this, whatever the depths of your sin, Zacchaeus' story tells you that you are not beyond Jesus' reach. You are not beyond Jesus' reach. Stay still. Don't climb up at him. Let him find you. Maybe he says to you, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. What did Zacchaeus do? He came down and received Jesus with joy. And that's what Jesus calls us to do. To receive him. If that's you, however young or old you are, please come speak to me after the service. I'd love to speak. Or someone sat around you. Come. Tony mentioned that Christianity Explore course earlier. You might want to come to that and see more of what that looks like. You cannot be so lost that you cannot be saved by Jesus. But that's the first thing you might want to write down. The second thing that you might want to write down, that we might want to, one of the implications of this, is that you cannot be saved by Jesus without being changed by Jesus. You cannot be saved by Jesus without being changed by Jesus. Now, I don't think that this passage is written to all of us to make sure that each one of us has to give away half of our possessions. I don't think that's why this passage is written. But if your life looked very much like Zacchaeus's, for example, then maybe that's what your changed life might look like. The point is that Jesus doesn't leave our lives unchanged. When we're found, when we're saved, it changes everything. That might be very obvious, or it might take a little while to work itself out, to work it out. So it might be more subtle for some than others. But can we agree that change has to be part of receiving Jesus into our lives? When Jesus comes into our lives, we can't just continue how we used to. Because we serve a new master. So when we have a decision to make, we ask Jesus what he would have us do. We're part of a new family. We're part of the church. So we're here and we love and we pray for each other and we play our part in church life because we have a new family. So our life looks changed. We have a new identity in Christ. So we don't need to spend our lives searching for our place in the world because Jesus gave his life to give us a place in his. Let me say that's one of the great joys of being in a church family and seeing people seeking to live their changed lives for the Lord Jesus in new ways every week, every day. So you cannot be saved, be so lost that you cannot be saved by Jesus. You cannot be saved by Jesus without being changed by Jesus. But then finally, you might want to write down, you cannot be lost to Jesus because Jesus came to you. You cannot be lost to Jesus because Jesus came to you. You may still feel lost sometimes. Lost because sin continues. Lost because you don't know what to do next. But if Jesus has found you, you are not lost to him. Next time you feel lost, maybe on a car journey or in a school playground, or even in the dizziness of uncertainty, or in the shame of sin, that doesn't mean that you are lost to Jesus. You're not lost to Jesus because you never found him. He came to you. He found you. And so you are safe with him. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for this story, this example of Jesus coming, Jesus doing what he came to do, to come find us out and to save us. Thank you for his work in Zacchaeus' life. Thank you for what he went through on the cross to save us. I want to pray, Father, for those of us who maybe have heard that many, many times before. Please, would you bring that to the surface again? Clarity in our mind that we are held by Jesus. We have been found by him. And would that give us the assurance that whatever is coming our way, whatever sin is in our lives, whatever we're facing, that we are safe in Jesus' hands? And if, Father, we find ourselves searching this morning, please, Father, stand us still and seek us out. Would we know the Lord Jesus' work in our lives, that we might be found, that we might be saved, that we might be changed? We pray that for Jesus' sake. Amen.